You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Everyone seems very chipper this morning. You know, it's the time of year, right? Every time of year, every time this year, about this time of year, we take a moment as a culture, as a society, people everywhere, really take some time to look back on the year behind us, right? And maybe project what could happen in the year ahead, right? That's the New Year's gig, if you will. That's what we do about this time of year. We look back, we get our top 10 songs or whatever, or top whatever songs, or we start filling out the top movie list, right? We hear that all over the place, or the top this, the top that. Maybe if we're going to go a little darker, we kind of remember the worst of, right? The worst songs that we heard this year, the worst movies that we saw this year. It comes up. It's in the news. It's on all the entertainment shows, what have you. The goofiest, what was the one that I really enjoyed the most? The top 10 drop balls. Major League Baseball Network had the top 10 drop balls of the 2011 season. That was entertaining, boy, I tell you. It's what we do. It's what we do as a people. We look back on the year behind us. Say, what has happened? I remember also catching up just recently on it was all the tornadoes and the earthquakes and the tsunamis and all of the natural disasters, some of the rough things that happened this past year. We do that. We commemorate those things at this time of year. We look back and we look ahead. We say, well, what could happen? What could be? And we set ourselves up sometimes for failure, sometimes for success, with our New Year's resolutions, right? I want to fill in the blank. This year I'm going to blah, blah, blah. I'll eat better. I will exercise more. I will this, I will that. I'll avoid a head cold. Doesn't work. But we do what we can, because that's what we do as a people. We look back and we remember and we look ahead and we hope and we dream, and we do that this day as a faith community. We look back, that very first reading we heard from the book of Numbers, very ancient in our faith tradition. We look back and we hear that we can be a blessing to the world. Bless. And this is how you're to do it, sons of Aaron. Bless. Bless. So too are we called to the same kind of life, to be a blessing to one another. That's a resolution I think that we can all make every year, to be a blessing to the people in our lives, our families, our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones, to be a blessing. It's an ancient, ancient practice, and one that we start this year off looking back and saying, let's refresh that. Let's renew it. Let's call it to mind. We're to do this. And then we look back in our second reading and in our gospel reading, and we get kind of a snippet of what we've already had this liturgical year. Starting in Advent, we start looking for God. That's what Advent is about, looking for God in our lives. And we take time to look for God, to see where God is breaking into our lives. That's what Advent is about. And at Christmas, we celebrate that it really does happen. And on this feast of Mary, Mother of God, we commemorate that reality yet again. And in a very ordinary way, in a very ordinary way, we commemorate just exactly what that means. It means that God, among other things, knows what it's like to have a mom. That seems really simple. That seems really ordinary. That seems kind of like, oh, well, okay, yeah, everybody has a mom. We're talking about God, though. And we remember that. That God knows what it's like to have that fundamental human experience that we all have in one way or another. To know what it's like to have a mom. It's a basic human experience. The good and the bad, the frustrating and the joyful moments, all of them together, this is what God knows in Jesus. This is what we celebrate today. That Mary was the mother of God. And that basic reality, that simple truth, is not one that comes to us very easily. Again, as we look back as a faith community, we're reminded that this basic statement, Mary is the mother of God, is not something that's handed to us from bishops, from priests, from deacons. In fact, this celebration, this day, to call Mary Mother of God, was the first and most prominent time in the church's history when the people of God, some 1,700 years ago, reflecting on Jesus, said to the bishops, to the priests, to the deacons, you have to know this. Mary is the Mother of God. If she's not, then why do we worship Jesus? You, the people of God, some 1,700 years ago, had to remind their bishops of that basic reality. This day, at the beginning of the year, we celebrate the church because of that basic reality. The faith of the people of God, by being able to profess that most basic reality. Mary is the mother of God. Again, it may seem simple. It may seem trite. It may seem like an odd thing. Sure, we all have moms. And God knows what that's like. That's an amazing thing, if we think about it. It's an amazing thing to ponder as we look back on our faith tradition. It's the sense of the faithful. It's the sense of the church that has given us this day to celebrate Mary, the Mother of God. What a wonderful gift. What great hope we have for our future as we look to 2012 and what could happen this year. As a people of God, we can remind one another, we can bless one another, we can say, this is our faith. What a great gift we have as we look back. And as we look ahead, the hope that we have of being a people of God, able to remind one another of the most basic realities of our faith, that our God has walked among us and knows what it's like to have a mom. What a great gift we celebrate as we celebrate the beginning of this new year. Happy 2012, everyone.